Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day one of the counting of the Omer. And this year we are focusing on the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer Day 1, the Almighty, Messiah's divinity proven by his titles. Revelation 1:8, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hebrew for Almighty is El Shaddai. It's a masculine noun, a name for God, meaning Shaddai, Almighty. The word occurs only 48 times in the Hebrew Bible and 31 times in the book of Job. This is a name for the Lord of the Tanakh, his people of faith, referring to him as El Shaddai, God Almighty. The term is found in passages that report God's promises of fertility, land, and abundance to them, indicating that he is the Almighty and can fulfill his promises. The Lord appeared to Abraham when he was 99 years old and identified himself as El Shaddai, God Almighty. All three patriarchs knew him by this name, as did Joseph. Ezekiel the prophet knew the tradition of Shaddai as well. Balaam, Naomi, the psalmist, Joel, and Isaiah employed the term Shaddai, Almighty. But it is especially Job who uses the term appropriately as a non-Israelite. Since it is a universal term for God, it is always found in poetic sections of material. The book of Job also uses the name the Lord, Yahweh, 27 times, and it is found all but 5 times in the prose sections. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says Adonai Elohim, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. Tree of Life Translation. In this verse, Yeshua our King is identifying himself as Adonai Elohim, the Almighty. Psalm 51, a psalm of Asaph. God Elohim, Adonai, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to the setting. Mighty God, Hebrew, El Elohim, Yehovah. Note that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is clearly called the Mighty God. The Messiah, our Master, Yeshua, is likewise called the Mighty God. On the principle that things equal to a third thing are equal to each other, this shows Yeshua Messiah to be God in his fullest sense. One of the lies the enemy is trying to convince believers is that Yeshua was just a man and not Yahweh in the flesh. However, we will see by his names and scriptures that he is Yeshua, the Son of God, Yahweh in the flesh, and part of the divine Godhead. This is why it's important to understand his name, his divinity, and the power of his name in your life. He is the Almighty. Zephaniah 3:17, I'm reading from three different translations. This is the Tree of Life translation. Adonai your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will delight over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will dance for joy over you with singing. The Amplified translates it, the Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. The Complete Jewish Bible. Adonai your God is right there with you as a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you and be glad. He will be silent in his love, and he will rejoice over you with joy. Genesis 7:1. When Abraham was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Continually walk before me and you will be blameless. The Almighty has called us in Abraham and in Messiah Yeshua to walk before him and be blameless. In the loins of Abraham was Israel and Messiah Yeshua. As his Talmudim disciples, we are called to be like Abraham, to walk before him blameless and to be a light in the darkness. In Messiah Yeshua, we are called to be set apart people and walk according to his Torah, teachings, and instructions that Yeshua upheld and lived. Is he the Almighty in your life? Have you trusted him as Abraham did with the impossible? Is Yeshua the Almighty Savior in your life? Is he the master of your life as the Almighty Elohim? El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, the God of the mountains, God Almighty. Psalm 92. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were made through him, and apart from him nothing was made that came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is day one of the Omer. Shalom in Yeshua.